Federal regulators are taking another look at sport utility vehicles. In a speech yesterday, the head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said automakers must improve the safety of SUVs, or the government may force them to do so. But car companies counter they are already offering improved safety devices on the very popular vehicles. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter has more.
With a few carefully selected comments, Jeffrey Runge has jumped headfirst into one of the most contentious debates in the car industry. Runge is the head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. He says consumers thinking of buying one of the industry's most popular vehicles, an SUV, should think again.
The fatality rate per 100,000 registered SUVs is about 3 times higher than it is for passenger cars. Doesn't take a statistician to tell you that something is wrong there.
Runge says if automakers don't improve SUV safety, then the government will take steps to force them to. Car companies have fought such complaints and any related regulations for years. General Motors quickly responded to Runge by citing data showing auto-related fatalities have dropped 50% since the popularity of SUVs began soaring in the late 1980s. They say drivers feel safer in an SUV, and the vehicles stand up well to the vast majority of accident situations. But critics charge the SUV's high center of gravity makes it prone to roll over in certain situations. Consumer Reports Director of Auto Testing, David Champion, says SUVs have had a poor record during his magazine's driving tests.
One of them is an avoidance course where you go down the road and it simulates a child running out into the road. You swerve around the child and then back into your own lane. And SUVs have not done well in this test. They're usually slower, much more difficult to respond. And three of them that we tested actually tipped up on flat pavement in this test.
Champion says Consumer Reports has pressed the government for more than a decade to address SUV safety, and he says the government is developing a battery of new safety tests that should be in place later this year. But Champion adds that the safety agency has seemed to move very slowly to mandate changes in one of the big three automakers' most lucrative sellers.
Oh, there's been a tremendous reluctance by NHTSA to bring in any sort of regulation against SUVs. There's so much pressure put on them by the automakers because SUVs are where they're making all their profits.
Car companies counter that many of their current safety measures already surpass government standards. Aaron Shostak represents the Alliance for Automobile Manufacturers. He says the safety devices called for by NHTSA, primarily additional airbags to safeguard passengers' heads, are already available.
These types of new safety technologies are already being incorporated into new SUVs. In fact, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's own Safe Vehicle Buying Guide for 2003, which will soon be available, lists 74 different SUVs. And more than a third of those have these kinds of technologies as available options.
Still, automakers say few customers actually order those options, meaning the safety devices are unlikely to become standard features anytime soon. That is, unless the government forces automakers to make the changes first. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.